Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock. Right back to it here. Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, bonus content. Gwen and Chris, Scraby will tell you how to find it on the YouTube search. But we have a little extra stuff coming for you that you can access after the show today. Get signed up there. Join, I guess, the several hundred who have already subscribed.
Yes.
Yes. So we invite you to subscribe. It's absolutely free. And you can follow along with all of the Gwen and Chris stuff, including some bonus content later today.
I have a name for it, and I don't know if you guys like it, but
maybe you should run it past us.
I think we just call it Gwen and Chris Off Air.
Wow.
It's easier. It comes off the tongue.
That's not bad there, Scrape.
Yes, I love making names like this, and so I've been thinking about it. Gwen and Chris Off Air. Do we want to tell the people what we talked about today? Wait, you don't like that name?
No, I do. I just felt like doing that.
Oh, I was going to say, what are we going to call it? Gwen and Chris bonus content?
Well, that's what I had at the moment.
Okay. I wasn't trying to be mean there, but we talked about
yes,
the Bad Bunny halftime show and what's going on with Big Bunny, as Chris called him. He kept telling me on the phone earlier, Big Bunny, and I'm like, no, Chris, it's Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
But we talked about the whole controversy and just kind of threw some things around. So.
I know. We approached politics, but we backed away as quickly as we could.
I tried to get the guys going.
No, we got going. But, I mean, look, the bottom line on that story. And you can even talk about this story, because I've heard some people try to bring politics into this gambling story because Cash Patel is involved, and it's just getting tiresome, honestly, to me. I wish we could just do sports, but
yeah,
it's tough sometimes.
We can't do it.
Back to the name. I think Ben and Woods have already a Ben and Woods Off Air, so we can't name it.
Way to go!
We can't name it Gwen and Chris Off Air.
Is that where you stole it?
I didn't steal it. It may have. I mean, it's not like those words are.
Sounds like you stole
unique.
It. Sounds like we're back to bonus content until further notice.
The Big Bunny podcast is what we'll call it.
All right. Either way, YouTube search the at Gwen and Chris, and it's A-N-D.
S-D.
Yes, at Gwen and Chris.
S-D.
Yes. All right, you can find that later. Couple of quick notes before we get to the Daily Gambino here. I'm bringing this up for fantasy football players, I being one. The Vikings have activated running back Aaron Jones for the game tonight against the Chargers. They are saying that Jordan Mason will still start, but if you're like me and you have a chance, I took Jordan Mason out of my lineup because I think he's going to have his game cut in half at least by Aaron Jones.
Something
to keep in mind if you are a fantasy player and have that coming up. We got the Vikings-Chargers game for you here on the radio station after our show. All right, let's do some picks, Greg.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. This is the important part, everyone. Please gamble responsibly. That's what we say at the beginning of every Daily Gambit segment.
And we definitely gamble responsibly because all we do is make our picks. We don't
bet
gamble
money
on any of this stuff.
I sometimes do parlays, but you know what? When I do lose...
And I yell at you every time.
You do, but when I do lose, I don't do another one for about a month or so because I'm feeling so bad about it.
Because you've used up your allotment.
Yes, my $10 that I have for the
set
month.
Set aside each month?
Yes. The biggest fan contest returns on Monday, November 3rd. Our grand prize is a night in the Odyssey Suite with 20 tickets for you and your friends to watch a future Padres game with the whole fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan and listen when we announce names each day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. for your chance to qualify. All right, let's go into the first bet. Cleveland was -1.5 last night at the Knicks. Chris went Knicks. Tony and I went Cleveland. It was not for us, Tony. Cleveland, this is not for you. Knicks won 119-111. So.
And they came back. The Cavs came back,
they
made
did.
The game.
That happens a lot in the NBA, doesn't it? You get a 20-point lead.
You might
gets
as
cut
well not
one.
Even look up there in the second quarter when they're down 25.
Yeah. Gets cut to one, and then the team that was ahead by 20 goes and wins.
Right.
I see that a lot.
You use all your energy getting close, and then they put their foot on the on the pedal.
The next bet, Detroit. Chris, I'm never going to listen to Chris about his teams ever again.
I told
Detroit
you that they're
was
not
-2.5
bad.
At Bulls. But you sit here and you say how terrible they are all the time.
And you said that yesterday, and I immediately said they're not that bad.
Well, this should prove it, because you were the only one who chose the Bulls. I fell for your trap, and Tony and I chose the Pistons. Detroit was a 2.5-point favorite. And the Bulls won 115-111. So
I mean, Pacers don't really have anybody right now, right?
Yeah, Pistons have a couple guys out too. I told Tony, I think it's the first time the Bulls have been over 500 for 3 years. They're 1-0, so I'm getting excited.
Clippers. Now this one was a shocker.
Yeah, this surprised me too. Yeah.
Clippers -9.5 on the spread at the Utah Jazz yesterday. Tony and I went Clip Show. Chris went Jazz. Utah won 129-108.
That's what I'm talking about, Utah.
And it was worse than that. They were ahead by 40, I think, at one point.
40?
Yeah. I don't know what the Clippers were doing last night, but they weren't playing much basketball.
Then who had more points? Donovan Mitchell -2 or Jalen Brunson? You guys went with Mitchell. I went with Brunson. Donovan Mitchell at 31 minus that 2 is 29. Brunson, 23. So you guys
Boom.
Win the bet.
Give him my first win.
Things have gone really poorly for me ever since I was on that hot streak, which is betting.
That's normal for
That's
you,
That's how
actually.
It works, though.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, over under 51.5 points plus rebounds plus assist. Chris went under. Tony and I went over. He had 37 points, 14 rebounds,
and no assists?
5 assists.
Oh, I was hoping no assists is the only way I was going to win that one.
56 total. So we win that one.
As good of a game as that was, before you get off the NBA, we got to mention VJ Edgecombe last night of Philadelphia.
He was cooking.
If you haven't seen the highlights, this is a rookie, #3 overall pick.
Yeah.
34 points in his debut. And I didn't think that much of it until they said it's the most points by any rookie since Wilt Chamberlain 66 years ago. No
good,
rookie,
good
not Jordan,
on.
Not LeBron, not most, any of them.
Most rookies don't get their 30-point game until like midway in the season, if you're on that level.
If you get it. He got it in his first game, so good for him, man. That's they did win, too, Philadelphia. All right, go ahead.
Next one, Middle Tennessee, Blue Raiders. At Delaware, Blue Hens. Remember I said the Raiders would beat the Hen? Delaware was 9.5-point favorite. You guys went with the Hens. I went with the Raiders. Delaware won, but they did not win by enough. 31-28. Tennessee covers.
They did not cover.
Middle Tennessee covers. Portland, Oh, yeah. By the way, SDFC is going to be playing the Portland Timbers this weekend in the
Tony
playoffs.
Tony steered me wrong on this one.
I sure did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a Portland.
You would watch Portland play, too, though, the other day.
Well,
you'd
I know, right.
Same
I,
way.
I, yeah.
You guys went Real Salt Lake because it was a play. It was a game to get to the next round. And Portland won 3-1. I was the only one who said Portland.
Yeah, well, Portland will be coming here Sunday evening for the first playoff match in SDFC history. 6:30 at Snapdragon Stadium. All right, let's see what we have in store tonight. I think a lot of this will focus on the NFL game, rather, that we have coming up between the Chargers and the Vikings. Chargers are a 3.5-point favorite. Scraby, your friend, is the coach of the Vikings. You pick first.
Ooh, 3.5. I mean...
Do you have faith in your
Joe
coach
Alt
tonight?
Playing in... Let me see.
I heard varying reports on Joe Alt.
It doesn't tell me quick enough, so I... Because they are really not
Chargers.
Good right now because they don't have all their guys. I'm going to go with...
It's only a 10-minute segment, Scrape.
Yikes.
Vikings.
Attaboy. I'm going to go Chargers here. I don't feel great, but I don't love Carson Wentz. And I have a really bad... I don't know if this matters at all, Tony. You're an athlete. You could, you know, pro athlete. Tell me this. The Vikings, last time they came to this stadium was the playoff against the Rams last year. And they played one of the worst games I've ever seen a team play.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know that that should carry over tonight, but I just don't have a good feeling for the Vikings on that field. So I'll take Chargers. Tony.
Go, Chargers, go.
Go, Chargers. All right, 44.5 points. I think there will be some points scored. I'll say over. Tony, 44.5. It's like 24-21 would beat that.
Mover.
Over.
Mover?
I think he said younger. I'm sorry, Tony.
Over.
Younger or older? I don't know what you said after all that.
Over.
Over, okay. Scrape?
I'm going to do under.
Contrarian?
Yes.
Justin Jefferson, who's only got one touchdown this year.
I know, it's crazy.
You looked that up earlier.
Yeah.
One TD all year. Minus 25 yards versus the Chargers, Ladd McConkey.
McConkey.
Tony. Jefferson minus 25 yards or McConkey? Ladd.
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
About to go ham today.
Ham. I don't know what that means, but it sounds kind of interesting.
Go ham. Even I know what that means. Yeah. It means go crazy.
All right.
Basically.
Scrape, go ham and make your pick.
Okay. Justin Jefferson is getting it done. I just had to confirm, so I'm going to go with him.
We're all going with Jefferson there. Carson Wentz.
Uh-oh.
Does he throw an interception?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes or no? Scrape, yes.
Yes, always.
Tony, yes. Yes. I'm only saying this because the over-under is a half, so.
So over.
You're saying, yeah, yes, yes. Yeah, I got to go yes, too. All right, NBA. Finals rematch tonight. OKC at Indy. Unfortunately, Indy is hardly Indy anymore.
OKC.
OKC's favored by 7.5. the Thunder didn't play great the other night. I don't know if Williams is in, though. He's a big player for them, Jalen Williams.
They're still better than the Pacers.
I'll take them. You're taking OKC also?
Yes, sir.
Scrave, you want the points?
No. I'll go with OKC.
All right, Golden State's playing Denver. We're not going to pick that one. What we are going to pick is SGA minus 3 or Jokic in the Denver game.
It's not my turn, I know.
Well, you just went, so it's all right. Scraby, Jokic plus 3 or SGA?
I mean, SGA scored a lot of points the other day, but Jokic always scores a lot of points. Plus 3, I'm going to go Jokic.
Jokic, I'll go contrarian. SGA. And we got to get our Sunbeltation game in college football tonight. South Alabama at Georgia State. This is Sunbelt action. This is one of the worst games you could have.
Oh, great.
Both teams are 1-6. And 0-3 in the conference. But somehow South Alabama on the road is favored by 6.5 points. Yeah, Scraby.
Oh, gosh.
You going to take the road team and give a touchdown?
Yes.
I'm not. Two bad teams. The final score might be 6-0. Tony? So I'm taking Georgia State.
Give me Georgia State.
Georgia State, he says. All right, we'll see how we do. Have some fun with those games tonight. Break time, Gwen and Chris. Traffic time for you. And then we're back with only an hour or so to go on San Diego's number one.
Sports Station 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
3:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Matt Scraby, just to remind you guys, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
By the way, I have one last thing because it's weighing on me here. Because the people are right that it seems a little bit of a conflict that we keep doing a daily gambit on days we're talking about the gambling. However, those of you who are being critical, make sure you take a quick glance at yourself. If you play any fantasy sports, baseball, basketball, online, with friends, anywhere, you're gambling. So I'll listen to you. If you can be a totally never bet on a game and play fantasy sports, I think that leaves most everybody out.
What if that fantasy league doesn't have any money behind it?
Yeah. It's still gambling.
All right.
This doesn't have any
it's
money.
Not gambling.
This doesn't have any money behind it.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're a person out there who's doesn't have anything money
I feel
wise,
like,
tied
I feel
to
like,
fantasy football,
I feel like it's, you know, a form. It's definitely a form of gambling, and I've said this many times. If they somehow outlawed fantasy football, which I, you know, not happening, nor do I want it to, but if they outlawed fantasy football and took away betting on football, the NFL would be pretty normal.
Although, Chris, really you have that. Lost three in a row in our league, so
he had to bring that up, huh?
Well, that had nothing to do with it, but
you're talking
glad
about fantasy football. I was just mentioning that you lost three in a row.
Okay. Well, did you say I won four in a row before that?
No.
You did
I
not.
No, you didn't.
Because it doesn't matter when you lose three in a row.
All right.
Huge haul for we talked to the Lady Aztecs early. Stacey Terry Hudson joined us to talk about her squad. The boys aren't too shabby themselves. Racked up what four players? Four all conferences.
Saw some preseason honors of one type or another. Tony,
Preseason player of the year for Miles Byrd.
Miles Byrd, Magoon is mentioned in the all conference preseason, and Elzy Harrington, freshman of the year, and then I think you've got Reese Dixon Waters, who's I don't know if he's in the comeback player category. I didn't see exactly what he was, probably all conference.
All selected to the 10-player preseason.
Okay, there you go.
All conference team. It's interesting that both the men and the women have the newcomer of the year. Freshman of the year.
Right, the women have a young lady named...
from Texas.
Yeah, I know. Kendall Mosley. Yes, I've met her a few times. I blanked on her name for a second. I can tell you one thing about this young lady, Tony. You would appreciate her. She knows she's going to be good. Isn't even an argument.
I love that.
But she's not cocky. She just knows. She goes, I'm good. I'm going to be good. They'll beat me sometime, but I'm going to beat them. She's got a really good attitude for a young, very young lady. Yeah, the Aztec women and Naomi made the all-conference preseason. And so you got the women picked second, you got the men picked first. Yeah. So it's going to be a good winter, on the Mesa.
The men received all 26 first-place votes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Normally, our conference is a little more spread out than that.
No. Utah State is picked second, followed by Boise State, newcomer Grand Canyon. And New Mexico and New Mexico now has Eric Olin, former UCSD.
Yes, and he brought some of his players with him.
Yes, he did.
I think he feels it's going to take a year or two. And by the time he has success, the Aztecs are not going to be playing New Mexico anymore.
Yeah.
It's the last year in the Mountain West, for better or worse.
It moves to the Pac-12. We've got an official amount of teams now in terms of putting – remember, they were missing the one team to kind of push it over for playoff implications.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. As a basketball, part of that, I'm pretty excited to have Gonzaga in our league for basketball. That is at least – one game, if not two, you can just bank on looking forward to every year.
Yeah.
So that's great. Oregon State, Washington State, not moving the needle as much as they used to, but I still think it's fun to play them. Oregon State's having a terrible year in football, but Washington State has actually been pretty good.
You know New Mexico's still going to be good?
They're not in it, though.
Oh, that's right. They stayed back.
Yeah. Boise State. It's all
Utah State.
Just if you can't remember, it's all the states. Boise State, Utah State, Fresno State, and Utah. Did I say Utah?
You said Utah State. Reno that went?
No, Reno and UNLV wanted to stay together.
That's right.
Which I don't like. I think UNLV should have come because I think that's a good rivalry in every in sports for us. But
Fresno. Did you say Fresno?
Yes. Fresno, Boise, Utah. There's one more state. Goodness. Colorado State. Those are the four states. Then the new
The Rams.
Yeah, your guys. And then the newest member of all of it is Texas State.
More states.
And then you got Oregon State and Washington State and San Diego State. So all eight plus
Gonzaga's
messing
it up. Right. They need to become Gonzaga State.
I tell you, it'd be a huge thing if the football team could somehow make the playoff this year and give the Pac-12 a team in the tournament this year.
That would be lovely.
I mean, no pressure against you. We had both coaches on, and they've been great. John Lewis's staff, really rooting for these guys now that I've had a chance to get to know them. But I'm not trying to put the pressure of saying, you got to get to the playoff, because that is so hard to do. But
it would be something. Talk about a springboard into your new conference.
Right. And Scraby, Doom and Gloom over here is like, do you really want to make the playoff? I mean, you're going to go play like at Oregon. I'm like, yes. Get to that level in college football would be incredible. Scraby.
Well, the money that they would receive
would
be great.
You got to crawl before you walk.
I get it. But we saw how bad did we feel after the Aztecs got boat race. Not bad enough
to not want to go.
Yeah. Would you rather have not made the tournament last year?
You'd got to be in the tournament.
That's just it.
The only thing I think is great is that they get money for it. So that would be beneficial to the program.
It's so much more.
But getting beat 75-0 is not a good marketing technique.
Well, first of all, you're assuming they're going to lose 75-0
to Oregon.
Number one,
order. Number two, Dan Lanning would never run up the score like that. Far too respectful of a coach if they played Oregon in the playoff.
I don't care, but honestly, I don't how it looked.
I would be willing
if
to make a deal
to the
with
playoffs,
that.
That's money.
Okay.
Now we are forecasting. Way out.
Speaking of the Aztecs getting blown out in football games, the first time it ever happened to me as a freshman was with my first year. BYU came in the last game of the season. Both teams were 8-2. Winner was going to go to the Holiday Bowl. It was the first ever Holiday Bowl. Big deal. And I think it was 63-14. And Mark Wilson was the quarterback of that team. But their quarterback right around that era was a guy named Gifford Nielsen for BYU. I get a text from my wife today. She's in New York with her nutrition people. And she asked me, she goes, do you know Gifford Nielsen? And I didn't know if like he was sitting right there or if maybe right. somebody knew him. Right. So I wasn't sure
how to answer
because I did not want to answer nicely.
Right.
And he's a BYU guy. Yeah, I know him. So I don't know where that's going to go. Don't want her knowing anybody from
right,
BYU.
Right.
Yeah. Move. Get away.
Gosh, there was something you said that
triggered.
That triggered something I wanted to talk about, but now I can't remember. All right. Let's just get to break. What do we got on the other side? A little Big Five?
Big Five.
Yeah.
And we got, what was I going to start out with? Oh, we're going to go. You know what? We're going to talk about CMC. A little bit. Christian McCaffrey.
We're using a Big Five for your 49er takes?
I think it goes to all of athletes. So I want to ask you a question about that.
All right. We're going to Chris. Big Five up next.
If you love Mediterranean food, I was trying to figure out whose turn it was there. If you
it
love
literally says Chris in yeah, right above your read.
I don't believe that because
it could say Chris.
You can forget to change that just as easy as that can be correct.
No.
Yes.
I have two
sometimes
master
you
hit, documents.
Sometimes you hit the wrong master document.
During the season when I know you're not going to be on the show as much, I don't care. But when I know that you're going to be on the whole show.
So I'm just saying, we look at it every day regardless. So I'm just saying.
I still double check. Don't interrupt me. This is a read.
Yes. Bah!
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. It's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado at the Ferry Landing, La Jolla at the corner of Prospect and Fay. For dining or takeout options, Spiro's Cuisine.com. One of my brethren went down today, Tony. SEC has suspended longtime referee Ken Williamson.
Oh, man.
Terrible job, basically, in the Auburn-Georgia game. Just was so bad that he's been suspended. That's not what the league is saying. But
I have this in the Big Five.
All right. We'll talk more about it at that time. I have one more official mention. My favorite umpire, the Reaper, John Tumpane. Got the call game 4 of the World Series behind home plate.
Watch out.
I'm the only one that he'll even notice, but I'm a fan of him.
Right-handers, beware.
Yeah. He will slash you.
Yeah.
He'll get the punchy. If you're wondering if that matters to you, used to be kind of a thing, I think. People used to keep track of who the umpires were. Mark Wegner is the umpire World Series crew chief this year, Tony. Any thoughts?
He is the one that I believe Mark Wegner is the one that apologized to Sanchez earlier for missing the I think it was a strike three that could have ended the inning.
Early in the playoffs.
Yeah, against the Dodgers, I believe it was.
Yeah, it didn't do Sanchez. Oh, Christopher Sanchez.
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't do him any good.
No, it did not.
All right.
Real quick matter on the baseball side. I just saw this on John Boy.
Okay.
It's a release from the Dodgers. Says with a heavy heart, it is with a heavy heart that we share that Alex Vesia is away from the team as he and his wife Kayla. navigate a deeply personal matter. The entire Dodgers organization is sending our thoughts to the Vesia family, and we will provide an update at a later time.
Alex Vesia is a Steel Canyon High pitcher, so he's out there, local ties.
Yeah, he's out there near Mudcat.
Yeah, that's those kinds of things you don't even want to guess, but that sounds very scary.
Yeah, it does.
All right, born in Alpine. Yep, Steel Canyon High. All right, Scrape, hit it. Big five, right?
After traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Now, the big news of the day.
Number five.
Is the sports betting scandal that has hit the NBA. My question is simple, because I see LeBron on, I think it's DraftKings ads all the time with Kevin Hart, but we see athletes all the time doing commercials for these sports betting companies. Tony, after today's news revelation, do you think players should be banned from sports betting commercials?
I don't know what banning the players...
To have LeBron sitting there talking about sports betting and then have his name mentioned, it's, even if he's not guilty...
But it's legal. Sports betting is legal.
It is. It's legal, but it's not legal for him to... How am I going to put this?
Yeah, I'm wondering too.
It's legal, but he's also involved in how sports betting works.
Yes, okay.
Thank God, brain worked there for a second.
He had to work through it a little bit. I got you. I still don't. The toothpaste is out. at this point. You know, you can't put it back in the tube. When, let's say, FanDuel or DraftKings signs on with whatever league.
Yep.
They're in part with the partnership with the league, they want to use their best faces to promote what it is they're doing. So if I'm FanDuel or DraftKings or whoever, I'm like, yo, I need the best players or the most recognizable players or the most popular players to be promoting what we just paid you $1 billion for.
No one cares about Haesung Kim doing those
Right. I mean, my man Sangoon is a great player for the Rockets. He's not going to be doing those commercials.
No.
It's going to be your bit. And so that is why we are having the conversation of should sports be dealing with betting at all? But here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed, been a lot less conversations about owners wanting to get rid of teams or leagues not having enough money. Why do you think that is? We're not having those same conversations
anymore.
Pockets
are lined.
Yes. In part due because of the large money amounts of money they're getting on the gambling side. It's certainly making business go a lot smoother. So, I mean, the trade-off is you might have, if you're not careful and you don't come down extremely hard, I don't know how much harder you can come down than being kicked out of the league forever, right? I think that's it. You run the risk of, worst case scenario, of losing it all because people don't believe it's real.
That, yeah.
And so
I think we're starting to head to some people thinking that.
Well, listen, if you don't get in front of it and start coming up with something, I'm not sitting there saying I got the answers, but you got to do something or this could get out of hand and we not have any more sports that people are willing to watch like they are right now.
Chris, what do you think? Should athletes be in sports betting ads?
Well, absolutely not, but everything Tony just said. I mean, they're not going to give up, the leagues are not going to give up the money, the revenue. So once you've already climbed into bed, never mind, that was a bad analogy. Once you open the refrigerator, you may as well reach in and grab something to eat.
All right.
How's that?
All right,
it's
I like
that. A little
that.
Better, I hope.
Once you hop into bed,
the refrigerator's right there. Just roll over, pull it open. Get you something to eat.
Get under the covers. That's what I think you wanted to say.
Grab a little food.
All right.
Number four.
Let's see. All right. Some people say Christian McCaffrey is slowing down. He's averaging a yard less in his career per touch, I believe. But he doesn't care about that. Quote, "The talk doesn't make me upset. I could get it. I mean, I'm equally frustrated. I don't want to have whatever the yards per carry are. I want to be able to score every time I touch it. Trust me, whenever things don't go well, nobody's more frustrated than me. I might not always show it, but I'm my biggest critic and slow to compliment myself." End quote. Chris, this part of the quote, "I'm my biggest critic and slow to compliment myself." Is this actually a good quality for an athlete to have?
Yeah. As long as you keep it under control.
Yeah, as long as you don't let it spiral.
I think Tony's mentioned this before. Being scared to fail is a wonderful motivator, especially when you're performing in front of as many people as, right? All these athletes do. You have to believe in yourself, but I think you have to be hard on yourself. Not everybody, maybe. Some players probably have it so, I mean, I'll leave Soto out. But there's so many players that are so incredibly gifted that I don't even know that they think along any of these lines. They just let their incredible skill and talent do the job for them. But I think you should be hard on yourself. I think it starts there. But I do know athletes, Tony knows them, that don't do a good job of turning the page. And for those athletes, there are some sports psychologists who help them learn to do that. Baseball, a sport of failure.
That was
I know he is. So he'll get a shot here. But yeah, I know there's a couple of players on the women's team that Stacy's trying to work with in terms of just, you know, miss a shot.
Move on.
Work on your defense on the next possession. But some people, easier said than done. So there is that part of it.
All right, Tony, is being a big... Let me get back to my little thing here. Is being that your own biggest critic and slow to compliment yourself, is that a good quality for an athlete to have?
Yes. I think it's a great quality. Now, it can be overwhelming at times where you're not giving yourself any credit, no matter what you do, or just being...
3 for 4, and if you're upset because you didn't go 4 for 4.
Right. Yeah. That's certainly a thing, but I don't know any athletes that are the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not dedicated, really.
Right, quick to give themselves compliments. Or let me say, I don't know very many successful athletes that are quick to give themselves a compliment and aren't their hardest critic.
Biggest critic.
Yeah. So, I would say it's a great quality for an athlete.
Is it similar, Scraby? I was just thinking about this. Is it similar to us as fans, where it's a good fan quality to always be worried about your team?
No, it's not.
No
a
matter
good
how
fan
good
quality.
They are, and
it's
people
not a,
tell
it's
you
not
that,
a healthy quality.
No, it's
for
not.
Your fan.
It's not.
But we all do that, don't we? Like,
yes, you guys
like
all do.
I told Adam the other day, I go, "You got a Falcon fan. You're playing the Dolphins this week." "I'm worried," he said. I said, "What are you worried? Wait, can you be worried?" He goes, "Well, yeah, they could easily lose that game."
I think there's two types of worries, and one worry is that, like, "Oh man, I'm worried about this game," and then you have Chris, "My team is the worst team in the NFL."
We already went through this. Okay. Yesterday, it's a repeat.
Okay. Number 3. Veteran college football referee Ken Williamson was permanently suspended, which I don't understand.
Does that mean you're fired?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because being suspended means that you're still employed?
When can he reapply for stay?
I don't know. He can't. It's permanently.
I know. I'm saying.
I know. It's crazy. Permanently suspended from officiating SEC games after 11 complaints, 9 of which were validated, arose from the Auburn-Georgia game on October 11th. Williamson has officiated for 41 years, including 21 of those years in the SEC. Now, TV ref, I can't remember what channel he's on, but Terry McCauley.
I think
McCauley,
he's on CBS.
But he's the penalty official expert.
Is he NBC?
I don't know which one he is, but yeah.
Sunday Night Football?
Is ABC? Yeah.
It's probably ABC.
ABC is Monday Night Football.
No, ABC does most of the college games, so it's probably ABC.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. SEC is ABC.
ABC.
Yeah. But Terry McCauley was...
CBS. I meant ABC.
Go ahead. Sure you did. That was a jerk comment. Terry McCauley was flabbergasted by this permanent suspension.
Oh,
and
he
wrote,
was.
Quote, "If this is solely based on that one game, then shame on everyone involved. It's yet another reason why conferences should not oversee officiating and will forever be a dark stain on college football," end quote. Hmm. Chris, or actually Tony's at first. Should he have been permanently suspended for missing 11 or 9 calls?
Yeah, missing 11 calls.
9 were validated, so I'll say he missed 9 calls.
Well, double figures is a whole different story.
Permanently, meaning fired, I'm assuming.
We'll
just pretend like he got fired.
Yeah.
If it is just one game, it's probably...
After 21 years of SEC refereeing?
A bit heavy-handed if it's only for this one game. I mean, that's the only one that they're pointing to in terms of the calls, right? They're not pointing to anything else.
Did he make all the calls? I mean, usually the referee does not call everything, right? Are the refs
on
the field call stuff?
One of the big issues during the game was there was a fumble that was called at the goal line, and the team that fumbled, the replay showed that he crossed the plane and then fumbled, but they still went with the call, and they didn't give the touch.
But is that partly the problem of the replay official who's on the headset with him? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works in the college level.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say that it's the SEC, right? So I'm going to assume there's a little corruption there, right? So
yeah,
I'm going to say that this was probably a little heavy-handed.
All right, Chris. Hold on.
We now go to our resident referee, Chris Sello.
Yeah, first
should
thing,
he have been permanently suspended?
If he lost his fastball, and I'd like that to be almost told to me, Like, if he's been slipping, right. 21st year, right. he's 68 years old, and he's not moving as well or whatever, you might have a case here. That's all I'm saying about that. Secondly, it, in general, seems like an overreaction. Because if you, and I'll say this, if you suspended every one of us high school officials who missed 9 calls in a game, you'd have nobody to call your game.
It's the
anymore.
SEC, though, Chris.
I know. They're held to a higher standard. Yes. So. Yeah, it's a little rough. I, you know, the, how about the official that should have been let go, if anybody, was the guy in the Oklahoma-Auburn game. The ones that missed the guy walking down the sideline who tried to come off and fake out.
Yeah.
That was a complete whiff on that one. And if you're getting rid of this guy, send DJ Rayburn his walking papers.
Oh, DJ.
All Padre fans will sign off on
DJ
that.
DJ was in my good graces for a long time because he was a big Trading Places fan. I think he might have been listening to our show.
Oh, no.
When they were here. No, this is a while back.
Oh.
And we might have had a top 5 Eddie Murphy.
Right.
And I saw him at the field that game. He was like, Trading Places is a great one. And I was like, oh, you listen to the show, huh?
All right.
Yeah, don't listen in a couple years, okay?
Yeah, don't connect yourself with our show any longer, DJ.
You got that down? That's what he
got that down.
No, I don't have it down.
No, it was a ball. I do have it down, actually.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
Lionel Messi has signed a contract extension to extend his stay at Inter Miami through the end of the 2028 MLS season, the team announced today. He's 38 years old. He initially joined Miami in July of 2023 as a designated player on a 2.5-year contract, breaking league precedent and team records with his deal, but he is going to be staying in the MLS. Chris, is this a win for MLS, or is this the end of Messi's career?
Oh, I probably both. But
it's a win.
Tremendous win. MLS, he's drawn a ton of respect for that league. I don't think there's any questioning. He's playing at such a level. He's going to be the MVP. Again, leading scorer. This guy can do things that no other soccer player can do. Yes, it's a big win. And, you know, now the MLS just needs like one Messi for every team, which would, you know.
Well, SCFC has Anders Dreyer.
Well, so. We have our Messi, right?
Yeah. Tony, is this a win for MLS?
Yes. I mean, getting Messi. Listen, they have done a really good. I think part of the reason why MLS has thrived and has grown is because they've hit really well on these type of signings, right? Started with Beckham. He came over. I think Henry came over, played for New York. And now you're getting the likes of a Messi.
Oh, wait a second, Tony. Tarion Henry.
Henry.
Yes.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Bad.
Henry.
I like Henry better.
Spelled Henry.
I know you
but
do.
But Henry.
Yeah.
He was. They have all carried the torch well. And when you bring international guys of their level over, it's a boost. And Messi, as for as old as he may seem, he's still leading the league in goals. So, like. Yes, this is a great signing for MLS.
He's 38, which is 2 years younger than me. I can't even imagine playing professional soccer at that age.
Like, soccer. Like, is that baseball at 38? Soccer. There's no way.
Crazy. Number one. All right, a Del Mar mansion has shattered San Diego County records for the most expensive residential property after it sold for $50 million this week. The newly built mansion at 2920 Camino Del Mar went on sale in November 2024 for $75 million, but then it slashed its price to $59.5
in June. Somebody was disappointed.
Before finally selling for $49.5, rounding up to $50. Tony, if you could buy a house anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Somewhere in La Jolla.
Ah,
La Jolla. You're not going far.
No, heck no. I'm not leaving this place. I'm going to be somewhere down there near the water.
You're going to be Ron Fowler's neighbor.
Somewhere down that area.
Chris? Right.
I assume that this means I stay in San Diego and I can just buy another one.
Anywhere in the world.
So I can buy another one. Do I have to leave San Diego? I want a second home and I want it in...
Why are you overthinking this question?
Because I don't want to move to...
I don't
want to move to the Isle of Capri.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.